Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of What Makes a Fan for the Fans POV. I'm your host, as always, Ricardo. With me are two special guests, one special host and one special guest. And that would be my special host for today, because Juan decided to be an adult and work like he normally does. So I have here, the boss man himself, Ernie.
Yeah. Hi. I guess, I wouldn't consider myself a special host, but whatever you say, Ricardo, that's I'm fine with that.
Yeah. And then, most importantly, I have our special guest for today. It's somebody that I've been following for, I want to say, a little over a year now. Yeah, I know.
That's a long time, Ricardo.
Hey, man. You got to... Once you see something you like, you're just like, man, that cosplay is so cool.
That's
but, but a lot of people on the internet, I've obviously know her. She actually won our Best of 2015 cosplay for Levi from
Apocalypse.
Oh man, that blew up in a great way. And that special guest is Steph Von Schweetz.
Hi! Yay.
Am I the only one clapping?
I'll clap for myself. How about that?
Yay!
I would clap, but I have a cup of water, and that would just be messy for everybody.
Bueno.
But otherwise, thank you for, first of all, thank you for being on the show.
No, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So, let's see. As far as the other cosplays, I mean, if people who aren't really familiar with your stuff, how would you describe yourself?
First and foremost, I'm like a big nerd. I'm just a dork.
Welcome to the club.
Yay! I don't take myself very seriously by any means. I just like to dress up as my favorite characters and have fun, and I like to create things, and yeah, I just like to make a lot of things. So whether that be something really easy or something really complicated and detailed or male or female or whatever age, I just like to create and have fun with it.
Oh, yeah. So trust me, a lot of people do really notice that.
Yeah.
And in fact, actually, that love of nerddom actually was what had me first talk to you, which was, I believe, for me freaking out that you're talking about Yuumushi Petal, and I was like, oh my god, that's when I, yeah, and that's actually when I first started to get into it, and the fact that you were talking about it, and the fact that I believe you said your boyfriend has done or is planning to eventually do Makishima, and I was like, oh, like, that's so awesome.
Yeah, because he's actually a cyclist, so mm-hmm. He does these 100-mile bike rides all the time, and he does like half marathons and Ironmans and all these things, and we just kind of came about it through Crunchyroll. We're just seeing like what is new, and then we ran into it. We were just like, there's a cycling anime? What? He is essentially Makishima. Like, it's hilarious how similar they are. So he actually has a wig, and he has the official uniform, like it's an mm-hmm. actual cycling kit that you can wear while cycling. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of waiting on when he's gonna put it all together.
Do you guys do a duo together?
I've thought about it because I really like Naruko, just because uh-huh. like this fiery, cranky redhead of a character.
What is I think is his name? What, the Spitfire or like the Fireball of something?
Yeah, he always has to be super flashy. He gave himself his own nickname. My favorite character is actually Midosuji, though.
I was actually going to say, when are we going to expect you to have stilts and then talk about how gross everybody is?
I don't know if you'll ever see me as Mido. I love him, but I don't think I'd make a very good Mido. So when when I have a character that I really, really like, it's really difficult for me to cosplay them because I have such high expectations for myself. So it's interesting. My favorite series is Neon Genesis Evangelion. Everybody in the world knows that.
Yeah.
And my favorite character is Kaoru, And I've watched and loved the show for over a decade, but it wasn't until last year where I actually cosplayed him for the first time.
Yeah.
I always thought that was ridiculous. Like, there's literally nothing to this costume. It's pants and a shirt and a wig, and that's it. What are you waiting for? And I was like, no, I'm going to make a terrible Kaoru. There's already a million good Kaorus. Angry sorrow.
I think my contribution to your love of Ava was when you have that edit of you in the hot dog suit.
Is you in a hot dog suit? Hold on, I gotta see.
Oh, yeah, I dress as a hot dog quite frequently, actually.
Oh, I gotta see. I'm gonna go to your Facebook page right now and look.
It's a children's hot dog costume for, like, ages 7 to 9.
Oh, I know what I'm running around cons in now.
When I saw that, I lost it. It was the best thing ever. So, well, get, I mean, right to it. So obviously, you know, what have you been up to for the last, I don't know, couple weeks or so?
I've been pretty silent on the internet, actually. I've been kind of working on a commission piece for a friend of mine who makes his own card game about zombies. And so he commissioned me to be one of the characters. So I've been slowly working on that, and I just started a costume for a convention here in Vegas next month called Level Up, and it's Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho. It's a really old series, but like everyone's like, what the hell is Yu Yu Hakusho?
I've heard of it.
Are you? Like, I still legitimately watch it and, like, fangirl over, like, Kurama.
Right?
And...
fangirl over Kurama. That man is beautiful.
Our boss says the same thing.
Perfect.
But, yeah, I know all that trend. Yeah,
Chris is a huge fan. She's a huge fan of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Well, good.
My favorite is...
You should be excited for my Hiei, because I'm pulling out... I'm trying to make his Dragon of the Darkness flame... as a prop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's not be, like, some crazy big thing, but I have it so that I'm going to be sculpting it out of clay and then using clear thermoplastic and molding it around it and then filling it with LEDs so it'll light up and, like, be around my arm. But that's the hope. I've never done anything like this, so it could turn out really horrible.
Really good, if you want to be...
You never quite know with cosplay. Like, wow, that could be great. And then it, like, looks like a 5-year-old made it with popsicles when you're done. You're like, cool, good job. You tried.
Yeah, expectations and reality. That's it, it sounds like.
It really is.
I mean, beyond that, is there anything else you've been doing?
I gathered a lot of things for future costumes, but I've kind of been lazy about actually starting them. So for Anime Expo, I'm putting together this large group for Attack on Titan. Go figure.
Hey.
We're doing a Alice in Wonderland spin on everything.
Wow.
So we have an Aaron who's going to be like in like little boy Alice kind of look. And we have a pretty solid cast, and so I'm doing Queen of Hearts Levi, which is so dumb on so many levels. But I'm really... Oh,
oh, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Thanks, Pickle. So helpful. He's like, I want to talk too.
Now with the Alice in Wonderland, is it like every... Is it your... Are you still trying to figure out which mashes up with who in terms of characters, or you already got it?
I have just about everybody. So Erwin is the Cheshire Cat because he's kind of like the behind the scenes guy who knows everything.
Yeah.
I want to say Mikasa was the Dormouse because the Dormouse is the only one who actually helps Alice really through the whole thing, other than Cheshire.
True. Mm-hmm.
And then we have John as the caterpillar.